All right, it is Friday morning. What are you paying these days for auto insurance? I'll tell you, you can shop around, you can find better deals, you can save 15% in 15 minutes and do what you want. But the bottom line is we're paying an awful lot for auto insurance here in Michigan. It's got the state legislature really looking at the issue closely. On the line with us right now is a state representative from the 56th district here in Michigan, down in the Monroe area, Jason Shepherd. Jason, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on this morning.
Why is it that we're paying about twice as much as drivers in neighboring states like Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin? What's costing so much for auto insurance in Michigan?
Well, Michigan has a unique system with the no-fault insurance. So basically, you get to an auto accident, there's no fault given. Both insurance companies pay, you know, their prospective customers issues. However, there's other states that have no fault that are still less than us. So if you really dig into it, it's because we have unlimited coverage when it comes to the medical side. And that unlimited coverage creates a lot of heartburn when it comes to figuring out what your rate has to be. It's an accounting nightmare, number one, to try to figure out what do you need to pay into a system to be able to cover potential future liabilities. And then the other side of this is there's no fee schedule or rate structure when you do go to the hospital for an auto accident. So what happens there is if you get into an auto-related accident, the charges are different than, say, if you went in using your private health insurance or if you're using workman's comp. So all that kind of combines to make a perfect storm of issues, and that's what drives this cost up and up and up, because we just have a system that has no controls on it to be able to help curb costs.
And I guess, Jason, if we were paying ridiculous amounts of money into this system, but if you were in a catastrophic auto accident and needed extra care, you'd get it, and there'd be no concern. You'd say, well, at least we're getting great coverage for what we're paying. But that's not necessarily the case, it sounds like.
Well, and the other issue becomes this, is you know, we hear that a lot. We hear that argument a lot. But if you start looking at statistics, you start looking at what other states that even provide no-fault insurance do, the highest level of medical coverage you can receive in other no-fault states is $50,000. The rest of your medical care will come from your private insurance, depending on what you carry. Mm-hmm. So I guess the argument can be said that is it right that your private insurance doesn't give you as good a care as your auto insurance? Or, you know, how many insurances do we need to carry? And is your injury that much different if you're driving in a vehicle and get injured, or if you fall at home, or if you fall at work? You know, that's kind of where all this comes into play, is how do we manage our own insurance and what kind of medical coverage we want to carry? Because we have choices everywhere else in the insurance world, on our home, on our health. And so I have an idea where we can actually choose your level of medical coverage instead of being forced to purchase the unlimited, so that you can set your level of risk and you can work out with your private insurer exactly what coverages they offer in auto accidents, if any, and that can determine your level of medical coverage that you need to have on your auto.
Of course, what if you're not adequately insured by choice, and then you end up in a catastrophic situation where you don't just need care for that injury to recover, but you're going to need maybe lifelong medical care? Where does that money then come from?
And that's where you would make your decision, as far as depending on what your private insurance or what stage of life you're in, depending on what you're carrying. And the difference with that is it'd be no different if you fell at home and create a catastrophic injury, which that happens more and more than auto accidents. Yeah. You're gonna be put into whatever insurance coverage that you have. So an auto related accident in a sense is really not different. You know, how many of us are actually covered for catastrophic long term life of any sort, just everyday living?
Yeah.
And how do we manage that risk? And I think that we need to have those options in auto, because as you see automobiles get safer, safer, and safer, and as you see the injuries of that type actually decline, over a period of time. And you also have to look at the statistics of the average auto accident is around a $50,000 claim. So for medical. So you start looking at all of that and say, well, why are we forced into a system where we should be able to have choices just like we do with all of our other insurance? And how do we control some of the cost and fraud and attended care and all that, which is all part of what me and my colleagues are looking at doing to try to do an overall change to the system so that we can control out of control cost. We can offer some options for, drivers and citizens of Michigan and lower the cost in general of purchasing insurance so that more people can be insured.
How far back does this go, Jason? When did we become this no-fault state with the very, very expensive auto insurance premiums?
So it was in the 70s. I can't remember the exact year, but it's been around a while. They've had it on the ballot a couple times and make changes to it, and typically ballot proposals are difficult, especially in this kind of complicated issue. And again, I think the biggest issue was when they put unlimited medical coverage as part of your auto, and it created a lot of outs for other types of insurance to come in here and offer certain coverage. And you got to remember too, if you have Blue Cross or if you have Workman's Comp, the rates and the services that you get under those plans are totally different. Where an auto is, just whatever is needed at the time. And now we've created this weird kind of legal environment. The purpose of No Fault was to keep attorneys out of the auto accident business. Well, as you know, you go drive down I-75 or 23 or wherever, and you see there's a lot of billboards for auto accident attorneys.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Why is that? The reason for that is because there's always a way to find some sort of system where you can sue or you have court cases regarding auto-related accidents. So really hasn't taken attorneys out of the system. It hasn't lowered the cost. We have less and less driving that are actually insured, especially in metropolitan areas, because of the cost of it. So I think it's just time that we look at the system overall and how do we fix it long term so that the state can continue to be competitive. You know, we've worked every other angle here. You know, we've worked on business tax. We've worked on the way we restructure our government and the way we spend and the way we create an environment for people to come here and live and work. And then there's this one piece where being a border county like Monroe, there's a lot of people that maybe look up here that live in Ohio.
Sure.
And they look at all the things and say, man, our auto insurance could triple. Maybe we'll continue to look in Ohio. And that is a true rock solid fact that people do make that decision because of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dollars and cents. So how does this change? You mentioned there have been ballot initiatives in the past. Is that the only way this can change, or can it change at the legislative level?
To get rid of no fault insurance and just go to a system similar to Ohio, which is an at fault state, that would require a proposal like that. We can make adjustments to our no fault system legislatively. So the angle I'm looking at is making it legislatively, what changes can we make to control the cost? I'm not here advocating that we just change the entire no-fault system, because that's going to be a very difficult challenge, and there's pros and cons to doing that, you know, based upon what other states do. I'm here to look at what the other no-fault states do that keeps their costs low and implement them here in Michigan so that we can offer coverage as we have, but also offer options for those that maybe are in different stages of life and have different types of insurance or different whatever their situation is, and allow them to pick and choose kind of what they want.
Yeah, all right. Makes sense. We'll keep an eye on it, Jason. We appreciate you shedding some light on this for us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, you bet. Take care.